Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to another hump day. I'm actually leaving Louisville, Kentucky today. I'll be flying to Atlanta, then finally ending up in Chicago, where I'll be for the next few days. Really have enjoyed my time here in Louisville, Kentucky. I want to shout out to everyone that's made this trip memorable. Definitely my best friend, Herschel Dixon, for his hospitality and hosting our Amazon Live show for March Madness Party Finds. Had a lot of fun with that. And also, of course, just all of you online who've been supporting this trip as well. Glad you all could be with us, too. For today, we, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this hump day. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music from our Artist of the Week, Halle Bailey. We have, of course, Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. And in today's entertainment spotlight, this week I spoke with author, motivational speaker, and coach, Arletha Orr. She wrote a powerful book called Live after she suffered some unimaginable tragedies. We talk a little bit about it in this conversation. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, the U.S. crime rate is still dropping, FBI data shows. New FBI data confirms previous indications that crime in the U.S. declined significantly in 2023, continuing a post-pandemic trend and belying widespread perceptions that crime is rising. The new fourth quarter numbers showed a 13% decline in murder in 2023 from 2022, a 6% decline in reported violent crime, and a 4% decline in reported property crime. That's based on data from around 13,000 law enforcement agencies policing about 82% of the U.S. population that provided the FBI with data through December. It suggests that when we see the final data in October, we will have seen likely the largest one-year decline in murder that has ever been recorded, said Jeff Asher, a former CIA analyst who now studies crime trends. In October, the FBI will release its final and most comprehensive look at crime in 2023. Asher and other experts say the biggest factor behind the drop in crime may simply be the resumption of anti-crime initiatives by local governments and courts that had stopped during the pandemic. In a statement on Tuesday, President Joe Biden called the new numbers good news for the American people and touted his efforts to combat gun violence. "Keeping communities safe is my priority," he said. "While we've made major progress, we still have work to do." Attorney General Merrick Garland also issued a statement praising the drop in crime and noting that in May 2021, the Justice Department launched a strategy aimed at addressing the spike in violent crime that occurred during the pandemic. As NBC News reported, the drop in crime does not appear to be well understood by large majorities of Americans, according to polls. A Gallup poll in December of last year found that 77% of Americans believe crime rates were worsening. The perception doesn't match the reality in a lot of places, because people are bad at perceiving risk, Asher said, adding that both traditional and social media tend to spotlight violence and disorder. In more national news, anticipation and anger on Texas border as strict immigration law again on hold. A federal appeals court late Tuesday again prevented Texas from arresting and deporting migrants accused of entering the U.S. illegally hours after the law briefly took effect. Before a divided U.S. Supreme Court earlier let the state law take effect while legal challenge plays out, some sheriffs were ready to relish an unprecedented state expansion into border enforcement while others were reluctant. Texas was silent in the hours after the ruling on whether and when state troopers or Texas National Guard soldiers who have the most interaction with migrants would begin enforcement. Hours later, an order by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals put the law again on hold. By a 2-1 order, a panel of the appeals court lifted that pause ahead of arguments before the court today. Mexico's Foreign Affairs Secretary said in a sharply worded statement that it would refuse to take anyone back who is ordered to leave the country under the law that is categorically rejects any state or local government enforcement of immigration laws. In Mississippi news, second suspect sentenced in Rankin County goon squad torture of two black men. Jeffrey Middleton sentenced to 17 years and 6 months at 16 WAPT. A second former Rankin County deputy has been sentenced for his part in the torture of two men. Former Deputy Jeffrey Middleton was sentenced Tuesday to 17 years and 6 months in prison. Middleton and other former deputies pleaded guilty in August to charges connected to the incident, including conspiracy and obstruction. They were being sentenced for their brutal crimes against Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, which happened in January 2023. In entertainment news, Spotify paid $9 billion in royalties in 2023. Here's what fueled the growth, says the Associated Press. Spotify paid out $9 billion in streaming royalties last year, the streaming giant said Tuesday in its latest Loud and Clear report. Spotify's fourth annual report, which originally launched in 2021, following criticism over its lack of transparency, noted record accomplishments, including the highest annual payment from any retailer to the music industry. According to the data, 1,250 artists generated over $1 million each in recording and publishing royalties in 2023, 11,600 generated over $100,000, and 66,000 generated over $10,000, numbers that have almost tripled since 2017. And finally, in business news, Asian shares follow Wall Street higher as markets await a rate decision by the Fed. On Tuesday, the S&P 500 rose 0.6% to 5,179, topping its all-time high set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 0.8% to 39,111, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.4% to 16,167. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Just by waking up this morning, you have been blessed with the power to evoke change in the world. You don't have to have a title or sit in a position of authority to display that power. By the way you choose to live your life, you are showing not only who you are, but whose you are. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Wednesday. Halle Bailey is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's her new single, In Your Hands, right here on Conversations Daily News. It's now time for Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd with a positive 365 positive thought. Make a deliberate decision to look after yourself. Take a moment to reflect on your well-being, which should always be a top priority. Remember that self-care is not selfish. It's essential.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Arletha Orr in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Author, motivational speaker, and coach Arletha Orr joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to discuss what it's been like for her to triumph over tragedy is a bit of our conversation. Arletha, thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So, Arletha, you know, it's interesting. You and I have been connected for quite some time thanks to social media. We had our first-to-first conversation on Amazon Live recently, and so we're glad to have you on the radio side here in Mississippi, especially at WYAD. What has the experience been like for you, Arletha, to have people you've never met, people who've read about your story, read your books, to be able to make those connections with them?
That's very fun and interesting. I like meeting new people, but I also like to help people. So I'm glad when I'm able to reach, you know, ones that don't know me, that people don't know me, that are far and near, to help them get through what they're going through versus just the people in my area or in my community.
And it's interesting that you say that, Arletha, because one thing that people would say is that looking at what you've been through, people would think that you're the one who would need the comforting. You're the one who would need that encouragement. But you've really made it almost a part of your mission to be that source of inspiration for others. Do you think that is just part of your nature, to be able to be there to nurture and to help people?
Yes, it is. I've always been the person where everybody comes to for advice, where everybody always, you know, wanted to talk to me or able to talk to me. So I just turned my tragedy into a triumph. So instead of just sitting in my sadness and being sad and depressed, I decided to help others, which I figure is my purpose, to go out and help others get through their grief journey, to get through their grief process, because grief can be very devastating. And I know, you know, a lot of times we take it very hard, and when it hits hard, it's hard because, you know, life be life. So I'm glad that I'm able to help other people get through their journey.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow from Chicago with your news, words I choose to live by, a throwback from our artist of the week, Halle Bailey, Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and of course, your Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.